This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors and Kevin Hagelin. We got Shippy in studio as well. And we are getting ready to do Are You Better in just a moment, Kevin.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're bringing it back. It's going to be a little different. Hopefully you love the tweak that we've adjusted to it. But, Kevin, there is a little bit of a break-in story here that I thought you might want to kind of check out. Kareem Hunt, have you heard about what happened with him?
He beat up some more women.
He was pulled over Tuesday by police who found small amounts of marijuana in the vehicle he was driving.
That's fine.
He was cited for speeding. So what do you think about?
I just don't understand why you would speed if you had weed in the car. Like, I would just want to be careful. But, I mean, like, I don't know. That doesn't really seem like that big of a deal.
Hunt was placed in the back of the police cruiser while officers conducted a search. They found small amounts of marijuana in a backpack in the back seat. Police seized the backpack as evidence.
Oh.
And now it's time for Are You Better, Kevin, where we ask you the question, do you think you're better than Kareem Hunt?
Ooh, yeah. I've never had an altercation with a woman.
Okay.
Where
all right. Yep.
Shocking accusations were made and all of that. He's definitely better at football than me.
Uh huh.
I went to a better college.
What?
He went to Toledo, A&M, man.
You went to UTD.
Okay. That was where I finished college. Thank you very much. But that's true. It appears as though, you know what? That's a good point. That's advantage Kareem Hunt, because he only went to one college and he stuck with it.
Did he finish?
Me?
Did he finish college there?
He was there for 4 years.
Okay.
So, I mean, and it definitely took me more than 4 years to graduate college. So that's advantage Kareem Hunt. But right now it's definitely advantage me, because think about it. He played for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then he was released by the Kansas City Chiefs because he kicked a woman while she was on the ground. So instead of being in the Super Bowl, now he's with the Cleveland Browns. Bad news, Kareem Hunt. Better.
877-881-1053. If you agree that Kevin's better, you can go ahead and text in that you think he's better than the people that we are lining up today. If you think you are better than them, hey, live vicariously through Kevin.
Yeah.
If Kevin says he's better than somebody, then say, you know what? I am too.
Couch delivered. My life's crazy.
You and Kevin can be the same today. All right, Kevin, what? Here are some other people. And basically what we do is we take the biggest stories of the week and we try and figure out if Kevin is better than the people that headline those stories. Antonio Brown, Kevin, was released on a $110,000 bond after turning himself into the police today or last night.
I'm really glad that he turned himself into the police, and I'm glad that nothing bad has happened to him yet. And I truly, truly hope that he gets the mental health, information and help that he needs. But as of now, he's also made a lot of poor decisions and harassed a lot of people. That poor mover, his ex. Look, we've all had not super happy feelings about our ex, okay? But that doesn't mean that you don't harass them, you don't stalk them, you don't like any of that stuff, man. Come on, Antonio Brown, be better, and I hope you will be better, but for now, I'm better.
From the 469, I have an MBA in under 4 years from LSU and A&M. So is that two MBAs?
Oh, dang.
Or did he go to one school and then transfer to the other?
All right, you're definitely better than me. And for the person that says Kareem Hunt has more money than us, I don't know about that, man. Radio's been good to me.
From the 469, also this segment brought a huge smile to my face. And somebody said, I missed this segment, and Kevin is always better. Wow.
Heck yeah.
Kevin, Will McClay mentioned that maybe the new coaches want some interior defensive linemen when talking at the Senior Bowl this week, so maybe we got to take a look at that. Are you better than Will McClay?
Thank you, sweet football Jesus, for making this happen. Now, on the one hand, you want to say, hey, Will McClay, maybe hype up Byron Jones just a little bit. When he's like, I mean, he deserves to be in the NFL. That's a weird thing. That would be like if somebody goes, hey, what do you think about the KNC masterpiece? And you're like, I mean, Corey probably deserves to be on radio. You're like, oh,
wow.
So you don't like it? But then if he's going to prioritize the interior of the defensive line, maybe get some of those big fat boys in there that I know, Corey, you've been waiting for. Congratulations, Will McClay. You, sir, are better than me.
From the 214, I'm better than Kevin because I went to Bryan Adams High School from 94 to 98.
Ooh.
So they were there while I was there. I graduated in 99.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, hey, send your name back and I can confer with Corey. I might need some insight on that.
Yeah, send some pics. Hey, by the way,
each
week, if you want to send in somebody that you want to see if Kevin thinks you're better than, go ahead and email it to me each Friday, Corey.majors at intercom.com, or hit me up on Twitter at @inthemajors, @OthankKevin, and @ShippyFunSports. Kevin, Eli Manning retired today. He said, I did it my way in his speech. And he walked off the stage after his retirement. And that's your mic drop moment. And then he walked back up onto the stage and got on it.
That was super weird. Yeah, he was like shaking hands with people. And they're like, hey, we need you to come back up on the stage to take pictures. I'd be like, nope,
I'm done.
You want pictures? You can take a picture of my ass when I'm walking out the door. But, I mean, I guess he ended on friendly terms with them, but maybe he shouldn't have. They forced him out the door with Daniel Jones. Ooh, this is a tough one. But it's really not because I hate stupid Eli Manning. He cost us a Super Bowl in 2007. But then again, he did take down the hated Patriots that year. Oh, this is a tough one. Yeah, I'm going to say that he is not better than me. I am better. Oh, man. From the 214, there is no chance in hell that I'm better than Coco Gauff. Coco Gauff, Coco Mania, is running wild on the tennis scene after she beats Naomi Osaka in the Australian Open, and she breezed past her in straight sets. She is definitely better than me. I don't think I was doing anything productive at the age of 15. Let alone winning big matches in big-time tennis tournaments. She's way better than me.
Kevin, Tolo Rachel bid on us for the Sandlot Charity dinner.
Yeah.
And we went out to dinner last night. We got to meet her son. And we had a great dinner. Shippy had a good time as well. The waitress didn't take Shippy's plate before he was done. Like, as he was eating his last bite, she just took the plate.
Hell? She also seemed like she hated happiness and joy.
Well, she was busy. But Tolo Rachel now has been on that thing twice for us. And she is also going to, I think, at some point help Shippy hang out with some penguins. So,
yes.
Are you better than Tolo Rachel?
You can't be.
I mean, there's no way because, first of all, Shippy would veto it. But
yeah, right. I'm vetoing just the thought of you being better than her.
She's a season ticket holder for the Rangers. She loves her some Rangers. She loves her some baseball. She loves 105.3 The Fan. But also, as evidenced by the Sandlot Charity, work with Special Olympics. She wants to roll out to My Possibilities and check it out. She loves charity. She's a far better person than I could ever hope to be. So congratulations, Rachel, and thank you again for last night. You are better.
Mike Florio said, at a certain point, you trade the risk of 15 yards if you can send a message, and football is still a physical, violent game. If you can hit him, even if it's close to the sideline, even if he started his slide, when the championship is riding on it, I think it's a different analysis. And yeah, we may give up 15 yards or half the distance to the goal. Basically saying, go ahead and hit Patrick Mahomes if he's trying to get out. You can hit him late if he
gets
out there.
See, okay, but I thought this...
Send a message to.
I thought this got corrupted into people saying he was suggesting that he should injure Pat Mahomes. Like, I mean, there are so many things that happen in football and... You know, if you're not encouraging to injure someone, he said he was on with Sean RJ this morning. He said, I'm encouraging them to send a message. So I don't have like as huge of a problem as everybody else seems to about this. But sometimes Mike Florio rubs me the wrong way anyway. So sorry. Better.
Scott Boris has said that the Astros players don't need to apologize for sign stealing scandal.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Scott Boris. Aren't you bad enough for baseball?
Dude, it's his responsibility to protect the players, man. And he's standing up for them here. So, like I understand what you're saying here. But this is a moment where he has a responsibility to them, not the ownership. And if the players are like, doesn't this make us look guilty if we apologize? Like, what are we apologizing for? Who are we apologizing to?
But the stupid thing about it is what he went further into depth about is he goes, well, I think if you would have been more specific with the rules, he said, it is clear to me that the Astros would have then ceased what they were doing. What is that based on? You don't know that. And he goes, they weren't specific enough in which ways they didn't want you to cheat. So we decided all the ways to cheat were still fine. And that's why I don't think it should be a big deal. That is absolutely insane. Scott Boras, you suck. Better.
Jeez, man. What if we needed to talk to him?
For the 425, Kevin's better than Florio. He's still too busy looking for that Dez tape.
I think he's one of our, like, one of our friend's agents. So we might want to just...
Okay, well, yeah, I can see why you would want him as your agent because he gets you money because there's no ends that he won't go to try to figure it out.
What if we wanted to use him as our agent?
Oh, dude. My God. Then, I've said this many times. I'll do whatever for money, so I'll turn on a dime for that. But that doesn't mean you have to like him. Do you really want to like your agent? I want to dislike my agent and think that he's a scumbag, but he'll get me the most money.
Oh, like that State Farm agent in the State Farm commercial?
That guy's done.
And last but not least, earlier in the week, Joe Montana posted on Twitter a picture of his jersey with the Chiefs and of his jersey with the Niners and said, I'll guarantee this, my team will win the Super Bowl this year.
Such a genius bit. And unlike Captain Field Goal, we're talking about the true greatest quarterback of all time, and that is Joe Montana. So, of course,
fired at Troy Aikman.
Joe Montana, I'm sure, if it has to be.
Roger Staubach.
Hey.
And Tony Romo.
I'll definitely fire shots at people who support not this station.
And
so,
that.
Yeah, shots fired at Troy Aikman. So, for those reasons, Joe Montana, he is better than me.
And he has a state.
That's true. I've been to that state.
I've never been. Is it cool?
If you like big empty spaces, it's pretty awesome.
I like mountains.
Well, then, yes. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, there's no real football this weekend. So what are you going to do with your life now? Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. Do you spend time with your friends, family, find a different sport to ignore them? We'll talk about that next right here on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors and Kevin Hagelin. We got Shippy in studio as well as we're setting things up for the G-Bag Nation. They'll be coming up very shortly as we will have crosstalk with them coming up next. Can't wait to talk to Jeff about some of the things that he's looking forward to with the Senior Bowl too and what's coming up on their show today. Speaking of Kevin, the Senior Bowl, we've had Dave Hellman and Brian Broaddus on today. And man, if you didn't get an opportunity to dive in on what they were talking about earlier this afternoon, do a radio rewind and check out what they said, because I thought Hellman lent some great insight on what Will McClay's thinking right now and what's going on there. And I really did think Broaddus gave us some really good stuff on the mechanics and things that go on behind the scenes there.
Now, Corey, there's no real football this weekend. Sorry, Pro Bowl. So, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. What are you going to do with your life this weekend? Is it a different sport? Are you going to reconnect with your friends and family? Like, what are you going to do? While people send in their answers to that, while you think it over, I do have a couple of football notes for you. Is we've been talking about the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge, and Jarvis Landry helped the AFC take that down, and he was dominating in dodgeball, and some challenges were being thrown out. I think it was Pat McAfee said that he could take down Globex and Ben Stiller's team from dodgeball all by himself because he dominated so hard in elite pro dodgeball. And then to get you prepped for the Super Bowl, did you see what Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers, said about the Chiefs offense?
No, I did not.
He goes, it almost looks like they got their roster from the Olympic relay team and then threw them all on the NFL football team.
Yeah, speed.
Golly, man.
You can't teach speed. One of the things I was listening to Jeff, I think it was yesterday, he was talking about the when you watch their next-gen stats and look at their routes are unpredictable. Their routes are, hey, here's the spot I'm going to throw to. Run to that spot. However you can get there, just get there. And so they just say, hey, you're fast. So get out that way. Just get to whatever it is and use that speed. And Kevin, that's one of the reasons I think that Richard Sherman is not looking forward to this. You might see him play off a lot more than he. And that's the thing too, because if he plays off, then you run right by him. If he plays close and he gets beat, now you're done. So you have to be really physical at the line and not get beat with a move, especially if Tyreek Hill matches up on him, because Pat Mahomes can outthrow anybody, but probably not Tyreek Hill. Like, that's the one dude he probably can't outthrow.
So we asked the good fan texters, now that there's no real football, what are you going to do with your life? A lot of people are just going the direction of other sports. From the 682, trout fishing. From the 817, I'm going to go pig hunting with a friend since there's no real football. And then from the 214, NHL week, NHL baby, Pro Bowl weekend is trash.
I agree.
Which of those three things do you prefer? Watching the NHL All-Star Game and skills competition, going trout fishing, or going pig hunting?
Trout fishing, actually, because I told a story last night, Kevin. I caught a trout once in the Gulf.
And it was a shark!
No, it got eaten by a shark while I had the trout on the line. So what happened was I was reeling in a trout, and a shark swam up behind it and went BAM! And so I hooked a shark with a trout inside of its mouth. And that thing was about 3 feet long and, you know, nice girth size on it. I mean, it was big. And so I'm holding it and this thing's teeth are just like, ah, it kind of kept trying to jump out of my hands, but I didn't let that thing go because I didn't want it to do anything to me. So
text in right now what Corey was just talking about.
Just talking about a shark that I caught in the Gulf of Mexico.
From the 469, I'm going to watch so much watch CM Punk win the Royal Rumble.
Okay, lots of people saying what you were going to say.
You know what's weird? I haven't seen a whole bunch of people say, I'm going to reconnect with my family.
Not a
or
single
I'm going to spend
person.
Time with my mom
You're gonna
or
mow
whatever.
The yard, going to use to pig hunting. So there's like the pig hunting still coming in there.
And then people are going to watch golf. And, oh, no, from the 865, I'm going to spin in circles and wait to hear you and Corey on Monday.
There you go.
You can do other stuff this weekend and, like, still come back with us on Monday. From the 214, guess I'll hook up with my wife since football season is over. But they sound sad about that.
What do you mean they sound sad? Because they said yes.
Anybody sound happy about marriage? I don't understand.
What do you mean? I talk about marriage in a great way all the time. I love being married to my wife.
You talk about it in a not great way sometimes too.
What are you talking about? What are you doing right
you
now?
You taught me about sex hostaging.
Yeah, that does happen, and I don't want to get into that right now because it's very important.
It sounds like you can't.
So here's my thing. I got kids basketball all Saturday morning. So both kids are doing that. So I am connecting with the family in that manner.
Okay.
I also have to MC an event Saturday night.
I'm in the mood and my wife is trash.
Whoa, dude. Who said that?
Oh, that was you.
I'm MCing an event for my kids' school on Saturday night. And I have donated a visit to 105.3 The Fan studio as an auction item. And in addition to that, on Sunday, got Royal Rumble.
Yeah, are you going to go?
To the Royal Rumble? Yeah, I'm going down to Houston
to
check out the Royal Stumble.
Shut up. From the 469, I'm going to start weightlifting. I'm going to begin with about 12-ounce weightlifts.
Okay. What if it was the Royal Bumble and you just swipe right all the time?
Is that how Bumble works?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've been
married so long, shipping. Yeah.
From the 817,
weird predicament sometimes.
Watch replays of the Cowboys Super Bowls. From another 817, I'm just going to troll Sean Sharif all weekend long. Now, man, that sounds exhausting, but actually it also sounds kind of fun,
How do you
too.
Troll Sharif all week long?
You just keep sending him pictures of tiny hands.
But he posts so much stuff on Twitter.
Man,
like, will
that's
he ever
true.
See it?
Yeah, if Sharif posted something on Twitter yesterday that you need to find, I hope you have like 20 minutes.
I like this from the 972. I'm going to go do my soda weigh-in at 9:30 in the morning. Then I'm going to go down to check out Globe Life Field. The new Globe, the new park, man, is getting put up, and they're having the secret peek. You can go check it out, and that's really awesome. I like it a lot.
And I have a really exciting weekend, too, of no football and having things delivered to the house and having to wait around in giant time windows that nobody can figure out.
You know what? And Kevin, I know you don't like to cook. But one of the things that I think would make like waiting around in giant time windows go by a lot easier is, get something that you can smoke, put it on the smoker, and that gives you time, a reason to be out there checking it out. You know, like,
I secret crush my wife.
Where did you find these? Like, I thought you didn't have any of those anymore.
I did just use a search button.
From the 972, I'm going to go play golf. And that's, dude, golf is a perfect way to get the first part of your day taken care of.
No, no. I think you misunderstood. I want to reduce my boredom. So why would I go play golf?
Exactly.
I love golf, dude. Yeah, I absolutely do. And I'm probably going to end up taking my kids to play Top Golf at some point, too.
No. That's fine. Top Golf is not actual golf.
Yes, it is.
No, Top Golf. Well, it's Top Golf is interesting. Because Top Golf realized golf doesn't get the job done. So think about it. You have golf, you walk around with a bunch of other elitists a lot of times with a crooked stick chasing after a ball. Then you find the ball and hit it again and go chase after it again, to quote the great George Carlin. Top Golf is like, that's stupid. How about we let you hit the ball, but you don't have to chase after it? And we incorporate elements of bowling and food and alcohol and all of these other fun things that you actually like.
Here's something I'm going to keep an eye on during the weekend, Kevin. If you can go play disc golf.
Disc golf is fine, too.
It's perfectly fine. You can go play disc golf, but while you're out, doesn't mean that you can't look at your phone to check out what's going on. And we know Joey Gallo likes to keep an eye on what's going on in the free agency world.
He actually said that.
And big news. The Padres and the Red Sox have discussed Mookie Betts, trading for Mookie Betts in this offseason. And, Kevin, that's something I think that is going to be big to keep your eye on. Not just that, but potentially what the Rangers could do with Nolan Arenado. Like, if that's not a big deal right there, and keeping your Twitter open for that and listening and toloing throughout the weekend, I don't know what is. Because what if they made the deal over the weekend while everybody's out at the new park checking it out?
Ooh, do you think...
And then JD comes out and announces it, and they're all partying.
No. I don't want JD to make that announcement.
What?
I don't. I want, all of a sudden, your attention, please.
Chuck Morgan?
Now playing for the 2020 Texas Rangers, third baseman Nolan Arenado. Arenado, that would be...
And then they start playing the natural music?
Yes! And then JD can run around the bases if it makes him feel better or whatever.
Do you think that the Rangers should try and get involved in the Betts deal? Do you think that he's making $27 million next year?
And that was an arbitration. So just think about that. Arbitration, which is supposed to be one of the mechanisms to keep salaries lower the first 6 years, he got $27 million. So Mookie Betts is probably going to ask for, let's say, a minimum of an 8-year, $280 million contract.
Holy crap.
That would be my guess.
All right, let me ask you this. Now, I know I'm not relying on him in the playoffs, but...
I don't want David Price.
If they were looking to clear the books and put both of those guys together in a package...
Oh, my Lord.
Would you be willing to take on David Price at the same time?
Okay, so let's see. David Price still has... Oh, my goodness.
Because it does appear that they're looking to try and clean some house here.
All right, so they've got David Price down on the books for 3 for $96. All right, so I'm going to spend $96 million right there. Then I'm going to spend another $27 million this year for Mookie Betts. So I'm already on the hook for $123 million. Let's go $280 million is what his extension's going to be, and that could be on the low end. So that means I'm going to put out $403 million. Done. And I'll tell you why. Because the city of Arlington and DFW has already given the Texas Rangers $500 million of free money. So by my count, they still have plenty of money left over, and they underspent over the last 2 years by approximately $120 million per what their market size is. So your market size is fifth, and so if you were spending the fifth most money in baseball, the Rangers have underspent by about $120 million over the last 2 years. It's time to make up some of that goodwill to the fans. And my God, if you brought in Mookie Betts and David Price, that would be insane. Could there be all kinds of disasters with it? I mean, I suppose, and I don't even begin to know what you would have to trade to get Mookie Betts, but I'm willing to guess if you took all of Price's contract, that could soften the blow a little bit.
Also, free agent outfielder Steven Souza is close to a deal with the Cubs, and he did not play last season after injuring his knee in the second to last exhibition of the spring. Sustained like a big time ACL, LCL tear, and PCL at the same time. But that's a major contract right there when it's all said and done.
It is?
It could be. And it could be one that they're not willing to keep around whenever. A major league contract. Chris Bryant.
Not a major contract.
Maybe they would want to move on from Chris Bryant there.
With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You want to win $1,000? Now is your opportunity if you text NAIL to 72881. That's NAIL to 72881.
You've got mail.
No, with an N, N-A-I-L, NAIL to 72881. Right now, your opportunity to win $1,000 as part of our national contest. And coming up next, we will crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.